AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The search is intensifying in Florida for Brian Laundrie.
I know everybody wants to know exactly what's going on every second possible. All of America's watching.
Laundrie is a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. Items believed to belong to Laundrie and potential human remains have been found in a wilderness park. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcellino is involved in the search. He says it's been a very difficult search.
I got to see firsthand the treacherous conditions that they were working on. We're talking about water levels up above almost the chest area. Rattlesnakes, moccasins, alligators.
Gabby Petito was reported missing last month. Her body was found on the edge of Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park, and the coroner concluded she was strangled. She and Laundrie had been on a trip west. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'll call state lawmakers back to work early to pass legislation to combat coronavirus vaccine mandates enacted by businesses.
Your right to earn a living should not be contingent upon COVID shots. And so that's what we need.
Many other states are considering anti-mandate bills. Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week issued an executive order to prohibit any entity from requiring vaccines. A former Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed an unarmed woman after she called 911 to report a possible rape behind her home has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison. The 57 months the judge gave Mohammed Noor was the maximum term possible for manslaughter under the state sentencing guidelines, far shorter than the 12 and a half years he received for third-degree murder that the state Supreme Court overturned. The House is voting on whether to hold longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress after he defied a subpoena from a committee investigating the January Capitol riot. Stocks are wobbling in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. A salmonella outbreak linked to onions has sickened hundreds of people in 37 states.
The outbreak has been traced to whole red, white, and yellow onions imported from Chihuahua, Mexico, and distributed throughout the U.S. by ProSource Inc., says the CDC. Nobody's died, but more than 100 people have been hospitalized. The largest numbers of cases were in Texas and Oklahoma. Best advice? Don't buy or eat whole fresh red, white, or yellow onions imported from Chihuahua and distributed by ProSource. And if you've got any whole red, white, or yellow onions that don't have a sticker or packaging, toss them. I'm Rita Foley.
An extraordinary rare coin with a face value of just pennies when it was minted in the mid-17th century in New England could sell for the equivalent of about $300,000 when it's put up for auction in London next month. The silver one-shilling coin was made in Boston in 1652. Ed Donahue, AP News.